honey.
I'm having a cheese cookie right now.
I see that and hear it. You know, people love it when you eat on a podcast.
Well, you know, it's a tradition. It's the traditional snickersnack to commemorate the new year.
Excuse
me.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the Chinese calendar, a lot of people think it's the year of the rat.
The weather rat.
Weather rat. Mm-hmm. But it's the year of the Omicron. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not. Is that similar to the Abercrombie? I'm not sure.
It's the Abercrombie and Fitch.
Okay.
And you know, when you get the Abercrombie, you usually have a Fitch.
Oh, that was really terrible.
Really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It okay. Is.
I think we should just stop. You know what?
We're off to a shitty year. So
correct.
A shitty start and speaking for the
of
shitty year.
Speaking of, let's do this.
Yeah.
Everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 3rd of January, 2022, in the black veil wearing year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Vatria Parton. I am your host, the sad, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So emotionally distraught, he can't even get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the closest person to Betty White's age that I know. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Oh, no, that'd be Vera. And we might mention that today we're broadcasting from the lanai.
We are. We're in our Chase lounges on the lanai. I believe, is the Nip going to bring us some lemonade? Is he playing the part of Sophia today?
No, but there'll probably be cheesecake.
Okay. Oh, so no, there won't. How ironic is it that during all of this? Oh, I'm sorry. It's young Nicholas that's bringing the lemonade.
Well, the Nip is here too. He's man spreading.
Okay.
That's okay.
How ironic is it that in the there's a cream cheese shortage.
Oh my God!
Seriously, there's a cream cheese shortage, and
cat litter.
Trust me, well aware. Also that. Y'all, it was a sad week. Now, Big Fatty, we haven't spoken since the queen herself, Miss Betty White,
passed away. We have not spoken since Betty White rejoined Alan Ludden to play Password.
Well, you know, everyone's like, oh, the Golden Girls are reuniting in heaven. I'm like, y'all, they didn't like each other. That's why the show went off the air. So I was like, let's not go crazy. But yeah, it was super sad. And, you know, she was 99 years old. Quite honestly, I hope I can live until I'm 99, but y'all, I won't be working.
Oh God, I hope you can't. That sounds terrible.
Well,
for everybody,
more for everyone else. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Than me. Big Fatty, how was your week? Did you we recorded the Sunday after Krumma.
Yeah.
And a lot's probably happened. It's been a busy week.
Yes, it has been a busy week. I had out of town company. I had the Haunt Cub.
I heard
here for a few days, and I think after his his visit and spending New Year's Eve here at the Giggle Fest.
And what about?
I think that. I think that. That would probably be his last trip. Anyway.
Well, I noticed I got a tip-a-tap message from him in the middle of Giggle Fest, I believe it was. And I was like, uh-huh. Lord, if he's messaging me, then he must be having a great time at Giggle Fest.
Well, it was a great time. By the way, did you go up to the Pulse Ultra Club for the Super Spreader event?
No. So, yes, but not for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So, we recorded early last Sunday and I posted the show, and then I hopped in the jalopy and was off to see Chris up in the Pulse Ultra Club. And it was lovely. We had a great time. Y'all, he can sing. Did you know all Chris has pipes, Big Fatty? He can sing.
I have pipes, but and leaky.
Ah, but y'all,
I'll tell you about my well, you'll have to listen to my show to find out my plumbing calamity.
Clogged toilets don't count as a calamity.
I'll just give you a preview.
Okay.
Granny walking out of the toilet saying, "Does your toilet not flush?" never a good thing.
No.
Okay.
No. Anyway. I still don't have hot water, by the way. Y'all, we'll talk about that in a second. Went to the Pulse Ultra Club for karaoke night, and there were, you know, a handful of people there.
Which day was that?
This was last Sunday. So,
okay. That's right.
Right after we recorded. Show. Yep. Okay. Sunday night. So, all Chris and I, we didn't stay super late, but, We went out for a couple hours and chatted. Y'all, we caught up. We just talked about, you know, life. But he sang and sang and sang his little heart out for the karaoke's. And y'all, he can sing, number one. But he was singing some song from The Lion King. I forget which one it is. It's the Elton John song. He was not singing that.
Lion King. No.
But y'all,
some
drunk man who looked a little bit homeless got up behind him and started doing an interpretive dance to his singing.
Well, there's nothing better than an interpretive dance to karaoke singing of The Lion King.
It's true. It's true. Y'all, it was the highlight of my evening. And whatnot.
Now, did you stay the night over at the Red Roof,
the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center?
Yes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yes. I stayed there because we stayed at Pulse until probably about midnight. And I know it was a late night, and got up the next morning. I was going to do some stuff, but y'all, I just came on back home. And
You go to the Waffle House before you left?
No, there was talk of it because I was hungry, but I said, no, I have no reason to be hungry. I'm fat. I don't need to get to the awful waffle.
That's the reason to be hungry is because you're fat.
Right. I got up and left. I think Chris stayed. I don't think he got home until like 6 o'clock. Monday night, but y'all, I was home at 11 a.m.
Is that 6 p.m. in the evening?
It was. I was home at 11 a.m. So, and I was with a stop at the Von's East on the way into town. So that was fun. And let's see, that was Monday. I got home and then I sat around being poopy. That's when I was calling around about a water heater. Y'all.
Right.
$700 to install a water heater is the best.
Now,
price
by the I've way, gotten. By the yes. way, I know that you want to set the record straight on this because Mr. Cackle on the Twitty said if you had gone to the Lowell's, free installation.
I mean, there's no record to set straight. He's wrong. No, $700 was the Lowell's price to install it. That is the best price to install a water heater. And that's assuming they don't have to do anything special. That's literally bring it in and connect the pipes, the drain, and the power.
It's always nice to connect the pipes.
Yeah. So that is the Lowell's price. And I'm not going with the Lowell's because they – I had to buy it before they could tell me when they would be able to come and install it. So I went with my plumber, my regular plumber, who's a little bit more expensive. And so, yeah, but they're coming Wednesday. Well, I don't know who they're going to send. They've never sent someone that's not cute. Let me put it that way. But
oh, okay. And so anyway, will their crack be showing?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. So well, they're coming Wednesday at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you'll still be in your gown.
Well, right. So, but y'all, I thought I could deal with this for a while. I'm going to tell you, it is the most annoying thing on the planet. And it's like, obviously you can live your life with no hot water. Have you, y'all, trying to wash dishes with cold water is the most frustrating thing you will ever have to do in the kitchen. Because nothing comes clean.
Other than recording the LFC.
Right. That's so then on I was trying to decide what I was going to do about New Year's Eve, because I didn't get invited to the villa for New Year's Eve.
And you're welcome.
Thank you. Yes.
You can send me a thank you note.
Right. Well, you know, young Nicholas could have sat on my lap and just, you know, told me what he wanted for Christmas. Instead he probably
and you notice he just left. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
I decided that New Year's Eve was going to stay home. Now y'all, that is the first time in the last 20 years that one, I have been alone on New Year's Eve. And two, at home alone on New Year's Eve. And so I was all excited. I talked to my friend Big Ed.
Big Ed
was thinking about going to see him. Y'all, he's still not doing well, so he just wasn't up for it, so which was fine. And then I was like, well, I'm going to turn on that CNN and watch that Anderson Cooper.
Oh, did you watch it? Cohen.
No, because I don't have CNN, apparently.
Oh.
The one time of year I'm going to turn on CNN, don't get that station. It's not part of my streaming package, which made me laugh. Okay. So instead, I watched the Dick Clark.
You know, that was the 50th anniversary of that.
I do, with Ryan Seacrest.
I can tell you that I don't think I've ever watched the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Since Dick Clark has gone to glory? Yeah.
Well, no. I ever? Didn't watch it when he was around.
I feel like I watched it a few times. What do y'all watch on? Listeners, call us. Tell us
what you watch on New Year's Eve. Watch the Kathy Griffin.
Well, honestly, it all just went downhill since she got fired. Aren't y'all glad she's okay? I'm glad she's doing well.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah,
because we weren't so sure she's going to make it this year, because this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had cancer. She had lung cancer.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's doing well, though.
Now, since we're talking about impending death.
Right.
we want to send out good wishes to Daniel Bieber and his significant other. Zach, because they've come down with the Rona.
Oh, dear Lord. I did not know that. I'm going to have to text him and tell him.
Yes.
That,
you know, and
I need the casket measurements. Yeah.
Now, there are two, you know, I like to come up with the theories.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's very close to the time that he went to see that Adam Burns. You know, he'll never hear this because he doesn't listen.
Right. Never. He's proud that he
prides himself on never listening. Mm-hmm. But, then like the week after Daniel left, Adam wasn't feeling so good.
Oh.
And then, but when Daniel and Zach left, they went to the homosexual campground. I think it was Bobo Honkin' Acres or something like that.
Right.
And so they may have picked up a little something there, possibly Omicron. I don't know.
Right.
Or it possibly could be something requiring penicillin. I don't know. But anyway, we're sending healthy wishes. Young Nicholas is having a seizure in the background.
Oh, me too.
Okay.
Well, he ate some of that old candy off your coffee table, I saw.
He did eat some of that old candy. It may have given him a
Okay, I don't know what he's doing. So anyway, he's about to get it's about to turn into Giggle Fest again. I can tell you.
Oh Lord!
I mean, New Year's Eve. It was it was Giggle-rama. It was just, and I'll take Giggle-rama over Shitarama, right?
Correct. Over Granny Rama, yeah.
Over Granny Rama. By the way, happy to report that Granny did not leave the New Year's Eve party to go to the hospital because he was having a heart attack.
Okay. What about Archer? Did he make it through? Do we know? Have we heard?
Well,
or did he?
We'll just assume he didn't.
Yeah.
So thoughts and prayers.
So yeah, otherwise my week, on Thursday I did end up going up to the car lot, y'all. I snuck away, went up and,
did you tell Big Ed you were
no,
coming?
Because I knew that he would want to come and see me and he didn't need to try.
And so. You didn't want him to.
No, I didn't want him to make his condition worse. I would love to see him, but I really, anyway, but y'all, I ended up
to have some humpity bumpity.
I didn't have any humpity bumpity, although, anyway, y'all, I went to the woodshed because, you know, it's
of course you went to the woodshed.
And y'all,
did you get taken out back behind the woodshed?
Well, I was out back because, you know, I didn't want to be inside. And it was pretty empty. Although by the time I left at like 11:30, y'all, it was crowded. Y'all, I was talking to the owner of the woodshed, who apparently I've known as long as I've known you. And I've seen him there before, but I
you
never
didn't
put.
Know he was the owner.
I also didn't put. I did not know that he was the owner, but I also didn't know that he was friends of ours. And you know who this is.
I don't have any idea.
I know you don't know that he owns it, but he does. And he used to hang out at the patrickspubonline.com slash.
I remember those good old days.
Yeah, he's from Charleston. He's really good friends with our friend Gerald. That's the Jerby. You know Gerald. Yeah. Anyway, so we were chatting and he was
still don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards, but he's from Charleston. And I was like, oh yes. Like and I was like, I thought you looked familiar. But he has that look that's very familiar.
It's
like short hair, shaved sides.
Yeah, I believe it's called the familiar look.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I'm moving to Charleston. I was like, right. And he's like, no, I've already got a place. And I was like, well, how are you going to do that? He's like, well, I'm keeping this bar, but I'm opening a woodshed in Charleston. And I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, are you kidding? He's like, no. He's like, I've been looking for space. And so he told me some locations that he's looking at. And I was like, well, all of those are not downtown, so I approve.
Right.
Like, they're not downtown or in Mount Pleasant. So I approve of all of them. And,
are they near Fat Acres?
He would love to, but he says that he can't afford the rent in Fat Acres. So it's more actually, yes, it is nearer Fat Acres, but not in the circle. And then some a very nice space that I told him I thought was a great option in the West Ashley. I said, you know, both of those are near the interstate. They're super great, y'all. There may be a new Gabar.
That would be lovely.
That would absolutely be lovely. And I may have gotten myself. Anyway, I was just texting with him because I'm helping a little bit. Just helping a little bit.
Now will he want to have the drag shows?
100% no.
Oh, okay.
They
How
don't
about the strippers?
Yes. They do like strippers. Okay. They don't do drag. And there will probably be a trough.
Oh.
So, again, in a very
what
much...
What more could you want?
Right. In a lot of outdoor space. Like, that's kind of his thing. Is like, get a small space inside with space outside to, you know, do things. And I was like, I'm on board with this idea.
Right.
So, anyway... so that was my week. And then last night...
Was there a timeline on this?
Within a year. A year. So in 2022, should be opening. You know, just depending on the zoning, will depend how long it takes to get all the necessary approvals and everything. So But then I was sitting at home on New Year's Day, and I was like, mm-hmm. ugh, I don't want to be here. So then I went down to Hilton Head for the day. Spent the day down there. Had a little
bit of... Did you get the jalopy and go down there?
I walked. I hopped in the jalopy, went on down. It's a super easy drive. And I went out for a drink last night, which turned into four drinks. I'm not really sure how that happened. And a Marine, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, you know, did you thank him for his service?
I sure did a few times.
Okay.
I was sitting at the bar and I texted Big Fatty a photo. Y'all, the coasters were coal mine coasters.
Oh, yes.
At a bar in Hilton. What the actual? I was like, what is happening here?
I didn't know that was in Hilton Head, though.
Yes,
I didn't.
Yes.
Okay. All I saw was the picture.
Yeah. And I was just like, what in the world? So, anyway, that happened. But it was a good time. I'm a little hoarse today. It was talking loud because it was super windy and there was karaoke. And so those two things under a tent outside sure did make it very hard to have an enjoyable conversation. But that was my week. Wasn't that exciting, everyone?
That was fantastic. Now, when do you return to the coal mine?
Well, I'm going in Tuesday and then I'm off Wednesday for a new water heater. So, I'm off today, Monday, and, well, everyone is. We're still closed, and we're going in Tuesday.
Why is everybody off today?
New Year's Day was on a Saturday.
Yeah, but that would fall to a Friday, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, except the Friday was New Year's Eve. So those days were already days that we had off. So it got moved to today. And so going in, and that happens. I think next year, we don't go back until the 5th. Not looking forward to going back to the coal mine, as you can imagine. It has been a glorious 3 weeks of spending far too much money.
But, you know, Dr. Stone, I don't know if he's still one of our charter listeners, but he was saying that he's had four glorious days and he's looking forward to retirement.
Ah, well, poor Doc Stone. Just wait until you have 3 weeks. I tell you.
However, the fruitcake is dry.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Someone wasn't expecting that. Well, all right, everyone.
I all of a sudden, I'm sitting here, and I went, oh, shit, that's the thing I've got to do.
Right. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone famous. I tell him if they're dead or alive, but more difficult part of this is I have to tell him why we would know them and why they're famous.
Right. All right. Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg. She is alive, and she is a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
No.
Oh.
Okay. She is alive.
Yeah.
And she is the young lady that is the Swedish climate change activist.
I believe she also won a Nobel Prize. Maybe not. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Let me find it here now.
All right.
Okay. John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones, JP, he is, well, there are a lot of them, but he's alive. And he played the Richie's cousin on Happy Days.
Oh, well, John Paul Jones is indeed alive, and he is... in the band Led Zeppelin and wrote Stairway to Heaven.
Oh.
So.
Close. Are you sure he wasn't on Happy Days? Okay.
Right. Victoria Principle.
Victoria Principle. She is, to my knowledge, alive. And she is an actress. She's been in a lot of
things. And we would know her best from...
I don't know, but she's an actress, so she's just been in a whole bunch of movies.
You know,
She's alive, as far as I know.
She is alive, and she's best known as Pamela, Bobby Ewing's wife on Dallas.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't think that didn't come to. I mean, she's such a supporting character on there because Stu Ellen really wins on Dallas. Mm, you know?
Well, you know, she was drunk. Mm. So got relatable. One more. Betty Furness.
Well, she is dead. And I pronounced her last name wrong, but she is the inventor of the modern furnace that we
Betty
use to heat
Furness.
Our homes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Betty Furness is indeed dead, died in 94. Mm-hmm. And she was an actress, a journalist, and a consumer activist. She was she was big on the NBC television network. She had a little segment on there. You know, she was Betty Furness, and you know, you didn't want to piss off Betty Furness.
Well, so, I mean,
anyway,
she does not sound like someone that I would want to piss off if we're being honest here. Yeah.
Okay.
Big Fatty, I have some breaking news.
Oh, breaking news! Betty White is still dead.
I still think it's a conspiracy and she's not really dead. My cousins on my dad's side of the family have decided we're celebrating Christmas on January 15th.
Oh, okay.
So
is that the unvaccinated cousins?
No, these are the vaccinated cousins. The unvaccinated cousins I celebrated with on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's always nice.
Everyone got together in one small room.
Oh, well, yeah, and you know they gave the gift of
Abercrombie. Yeah, and
Abercrombie.
Yeah, and so these ridiculous cousins are, we need to get together as a family. I'm like, well, we did. You just couldn't be bothered on Christmas Day. So
you could, now,
my mother told me I had to be nice.
Does this indicate there may be a second chance at the famous roles?
No, different side of the family. This is my dad's side of the family. So, unfortunately, it looks like you're not going to get the famous roles that no one actually likes this year. I know. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. I guess
now
have something to look forward to in 2022. Since
you know, there's a you know, it's been big weather news.
Big weather news.
I believe out there in the out there in Walnut Hills that they may have actually had a sprinkle. You know, a sprinkle a day helps keep odor away, but sometimes you need more than a sprinkle.
Well, sometimes you need a fire hose, but anyway, that's
right
here nor there.
And, well, you know, that's best for bathing. I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, I don't either, but apparently in Walnut Hills, they've had a sprinkle and in the Palm Springs as well. Y'all, extra special Chris sat at home for a few days just like me, and I was texting with him on Saturday, and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going to the airport. I just bought a plane ticket. And I was like,
where's he going?
To Palm Springs. So, yeah.
I thought he was in Palm Springs.
He was in San Francisco.
Okay.
But yeah, so apparently we've all had enough of everything. Lately.
Now, does he plan on continuing the tradition of being the honoree for the shotgun start at the Dinosaur Classic?
Probably. Ooh.
Okay. Oh. You know,
I don't see why not.
You know, nothing says lesbian golf tournament like a plaid and a shotgun. Well, a pickup truck, too.
Right, right. You know, he is looking for a car to keep there since, you know, it's so inexpensive to fly back and forth. So.
Speaking of all that, a big shout-out to Nessa.
Oh, hi, Nessa.
Anyway, do you think Miss La 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 Lauren, Mrs. La 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 Lauren, has ever participated in a golf tournament?
No, it would probably chip a nail, so I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't.
She's in a nail tournament.
Right. Now, yeah. Has she participated in a nail tournament? Yes. Absolutely.
Speaking of, it's not really lesbians, but large people, and it's not plaid, but it's more of a Hawaiian shirt, and not a pickup truck, but like that station wagon from Christmas Vacation.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Does anyone come to mind?
No. I mean, it sounds familiar, but no.
Okay, well, sprinkle a day.